1.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney coming at you from a very wintry, snowy Dallas, Texas. Yes, it's true. And there's no snow plows here. So you might have to come rescue me if it continues to snow. We're up to 10 inches and counting. It's been snowing since yesterday morning at 4:30. Mm-hmm. And just across Dallas and Fort Worth and some of the northern areas in Texas. So now I know what it feels like to be under a snow siege. I have to say, I'm kind of enjoying watching the snow come down. That's what I tell all of you. It's a lot different when you have to travel in it. And a lot of you truckers know what I'm talking about. And I did talk to some truckers today who were coming in. I happened to run into them when I was making a grocery run. Some truckers who, you know, they're shutting the rig down, if you know what I mean, because the weather was so bad. They're like, time to shut down a little bit early at one of those truck stops. And that there was two guys in two rigs that did that, and they were close to the destination but not close enough. So makes sense, because trust me, people in the South are not great, and some parts of the South are not great about dealing with snow, especially ice, because you're not used to it. They don't even have a snow plow. Not one snow plow in the entire city of Dallas can be had. So if they were going to try to clear the ice and the slush and snow and the whatever on the highways and some of those crazy overpasses, they can't do it. They do have salt, and they put that down, but they don't have any way to remove the snow via a plow, because, you know, that's not something that they put in a city budget, with the budgets stretched so thin everywhere, that they certainly don't allow for that, because it's never been a consideration. It is also Valentine's weekend. So just a quick reminder, if you do have someone special in your life, you might want to do something for them. Make them some pancakes. Get them a card. I don't know. It's funny. It's to me, it just has Hallmark written all over it, doesn't it? Hallmark. We are the card company. Valentine's. Big deal. It is a big deal for florists and for people who deliver things because, frankly, there are a lot of people that partake in the whole Valentine ritual. I'm going to tell you how it first started a little bit later in the show. But right at the top, we're going to dive into politics and the Saudis. You're going to love this story. The Saudi police have launched what they're calling a crackdown on stores selling any kind of items that are red or allude to banned celebrations of Valentine's Day. They're inspecting shops for red roses. I mean, and they're doing this. They're combing all over the place. Anything heart-shaped, gifts wrapped in red, and they're telling the store folks to throw them out, get rid of them. It's considered contraband. I'm serious. It's contraband in Saudi Arabia. The kingdom has banned the celebration of Western holidays like Valentine's Day. Yeah, so you cannot do it. Now, you can have red-colored or heart-shaped things at other times of the year, but the Saudis will not allow it whatsoever anywhere close to Valentine's Day. Most of the shops in a popular place known as Riyadh have removed red things from the shelves just to not get in trouble because the religious police are combing all over the areas trying to find things. They're warning the shop owners that it's a serious violation and that if you don't comply, you will be punished. And they haven't said what the punishment is, but who knows in Saudi Arabia what that punishment might be. And it's in strict line with the Saudi school of Islam that the kingdom has followed for more than a century. Of course, the birthplace of Islam bans several Muslim holidays except the two most important ones because it considers them religious innovations that Islam doesn't sanction. So birthdays, Mother's Day, frowned upon. And, Valentine's Day, same thing. So they mobilized the religious police a week ahead of February 14th and go to all the places where they think they could find any items that would lean in that direction. And, I mean, it is really, really strict. Yeah. So Western or not, romantic dinners, I guess you can sneak in at the luxury hotels and go and have a romantic dinner because you're saying, look, I'm out with my wife, my girlfriend, whatever, we're having dinner. But other than that, they say no way. And they tell people to take it seriously. It's not a joke. I mean, no matter how westernized a city might become in Riyadh, for example, no matter how westernized they might become, they want nothing to do with Valentine's Day. I said I would save this, but forget it. I'm going to throw it out here at the top. Everybody knows, right, what Valentine's Day is? It's named after a Christian saint, you know, Saint Valentine, who was said to be a martyr or martyred by the Romans in the 3rd century. And then since then, it's gone on to become the holiday or the special day for love or lovers or, you know, whatever. So not a surprise that in Riyadh that they would do that, I think. All right, we move from that story to some of the other big things that are shaken across the country. And this made big headlines. We got to get it to you at the top, especially relating to hearts. Get it? There's a little theme going on here. The former prez, Bill Clinton, had that quadruple bypass surgery in 2004. He had to go to the hospital. He was starting to have heart problems, or I should say shortness of breath. So he had to have a clogged artery opened after he had some serious discomfort in his chest. They put 2 stents in, and you know what the stents are? They're like those mesh little scaffolding things is kind of what they look like, and they placed it in the artery. It's a medical procedure that's become pretty common with people with severe heart disease, and he's apparently doing okay. He's fine. He's supposed to be released from the hospital, in fact, on Friday, this morning. He's supposed to be released, so it was one of those wheel him in, wheel him out deals, and, you know, he's okay. He has a clean bill of health. But it did make headlines. All you saw was Hart and Clinton, and, you know, you weren't sure what was going on there. And it's not unexpected to need other procedures, I believe, when you have a bypass. And so that's exactly what happened. And it's one of those quality of life things. They just monitor the stress and all the other deals. And I know some of you have gone through this, the stents. In fact, wasn't it, it's Stu in Kentucky has told us about that. And I have a good friend who also has stents and had that shortness of breath and, you know, whatever. So they say like 1 in 5 patients who have angioplasties have had a bypass. And that's just kind of a normal thing that happens ultimately somewhere down the line. Stents in your heart, right? There could be a joke in this right before Valentine's Day. Tom Tancredo has something to say about voters. You know, there's a lot of big seats that are coming open, of course, the whole House in November. He made a comment that ignited a firestorm about people and voting. I'm going to tell you what it was and what he's now saying about it and how it was misconstrued. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. 1-800-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you.
On the little show that could, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are safe, warm, and happy wherever you are. Now, I'm really saying safe and warm because I was, I'll tell you what, just chilled to the bone when I was out in that snow earlier in the day. Yes, it's true, our satellite facility plagued by snow. Luckily, it is heavily insulated, fortified, if you will, 10 inches, and it is still snowing in Dallas, Texas. Whew. Yeah, I can't make that stuff up. Seriously. Tom Tancredo, forever and ever and ever, congressman, popular congressman in his district in Colorado. At many times, he led the way when it came to highly opinionated immigration stances that a lot of people would just clap on him about. Some of the things I thought he was dead on right. I mean, he was throwing his support for the opposition to illegal immigration and throwing support for tightening the immigration laws. And, of course, we know where that's all gone. It's been on a shelf forever and ever, so it seems, right? I think of those pro-immigration marches. It was maybe now it's 3.5 years ago. And since then, every once in a while it comes up in a speech, but nothing is ever done. And so Tancredo was absolutely known for probably that in particular. But forever and ever, he was in office. And he decided after trying to run for president that was that. And last year was the end of the line as far as continuing on down the road that he was going. But anyway, he's always asked to comment about voters and to comment on immigration. And he said something the other day that made some big headlines. But the thing is, I got to be honest with you, I think he made a lot of sense with some of what he was said. He was talking about the idea of civics literary tests, okay? And in the sense that it's just crazy what's happened in voting. So he thinks that there should be tests, and he said this at the first National Tea Party convention. But now he's getting slammed and hailed as a racist. But he actually got the idea from someone who was an immigrant. In fact, a woman, a Chinese immigrant, who heads California's Alliance for a Sustainable USA. And she's come out in support of Tancredo's concept. She says she's in line with what the former congressman is saying. And her group, for one, is calling for a moratorium on all immigration in the country. But what he was talking about, and I'll let him explain as he was interviewed about this very thing, is the idea that there should be civics literacy tests for everyone, U.S. citizens and immigrants, just period, across the board, because people just don't have any sense. I shouldn't say people across the board, but there are a lot of people who don't have any sense of the history or any sense of civics whatsoever. So Tancredo explained it or defended his position on one of the cable shows, and here's what he had to say.
Well, remember, I said civic literacy, a lot different. And yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, there is it seems to me that the founding fathers were quite intent upon seeing to it that to the extent possible, people who voted had a stake in the society and were informed citizens. I mean, even the Northwest Ordinance talks about the need for an education system that has several components, and it's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic. So I think that an informed citizenry is an important aspect of a republic, and that's one of the things that I think we need to talk more about in terms of when we talk about what kind of civics instruction we should give to kids. What is the difference between a republic and a democracy? What's the responsibility of a person in a society with an economy that's based on free markets, at least to a certain extent? I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that I think should be known by people. And we do give a test, after all, to people who are coming here and wanting to be citizens. And in order to become a citizen, we expect you to pass a test. There are 10 questions, usually, on that test that are drawn from a pool of about 100 questions. And they are pretty basic, believe me, they are pretty basic. And yet we do expect them to know that in order to become a citizen.
All right, so I think he makes a lot of sense. Somehow the message got mangled, whether it was on purpose or not. But in this case, for all the things that you could nail Tancredo for, I don't think it's this at all. I completely agree with him in what he's saying. You know, it's like I think of those Leno days when he was asking people, who, even the simplest of questions, who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and half of the clowns don't know. Let's go to Al in Canada. Al, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. You know, I just heard, I got a comment about medical insurance, but I just heard a speech by President Obama saying that he does not want to go to the moon. Did you hear that speech?
I did hear that, because they want to cut the Constellation program to save money.
Well, no, I'm just, Obama doesn't want to go to the moon, so I guess he's going to run again in 2012. Anyway, it's a joke.
But I missed the joke.
Unfortunately, he doesn't want to go to the moon, but I got a comment about medical insurance. Did Bill Clinton come to Canada for his heart surgery?
No.
Bill Clinton needed heart surgery, right? Did he come to Canada?
Right. No.
Okay, he stayed in the United States of America for his heart surgery,
of
right?
Of course, yes.
And we've got a premier of a province called Newfoundland. And where did he go for his heart
surgery? The United States.
I think he went to Mayo Clinic in Florida. But what I've got to say about medical insurance is, if Obama has any sense, he would just make it really, really simple. Just say no American citizen can be denied necessary medical insurance for any reason whatsoever, unless is violent. In other words, if a guy comes into a hospital and he's trying to kill the doctor, but he needs life-threatening surgery, I don't think the doctor is going to work on him, is he? The doctor doesn't have to risk his own life to save stuff. So that should be the only reason why any American citizen should be denied medical insurance. Give medical care. Give the guy the care, and then worry about paying for it afterwards. Because the taxpayer is going to wind up paying for a guy who doesn't have enough money to pay for it himself. Because your premiums, I don't know what kind of medical insurance you've got, Kate, but if somebody else that has medical insurance from the same company needs $800,000 worth of surgery, your premiums are probably going to go up a little
bit,
right?
Yes, that's right. When you work for a company, yes.
Because you're paying for the other guy anyway.
Yes, you're right.
So, and if you happen to need $800,000 insurance, your premiums are not going to go up to $800,000 to pay back the insurance company, right? Your premiums are going to go up. Your premiums would go up a little bit higher than the other people, the other policy holders, right? They might go up a little bit higher because you're a bigger risk now, right?
Right.
So, but the other people's are the other policy holders in your company are their premiums are going to go up, but not quite as high as yours. So we're all helping to pay for everybody else anyway. Like if I were Bill Gates and I were a multi-trillionaire, I wouldn't bother with health insurance at all. If I get sick, I'll just buy a bloody hospital. I'll just buy the heck with it. I'll buy the hospital. You know. So why will I have health insurance?
Right.
You know, all he's got to do. I don't know. I haven't read the American Constitution lately, but it should be put in the American Constitution. No American citizen can be denied necessary medical care for any reason whatsoever. Give the guy what he needs, and then we'll worry about paying for it later. And if the guy has no insurance, then the government will pay it for it. If he can't borrow it from the bank and get a loan from the bank to pay for it, the government will pay for it, and then the government can collect it back when he files his income tax. Every year he can pay the government back a little bit just so that he know he ain't getting a free ride. I don't believe in free rides unless the guy's completely disabled and he can't work.
Mm-hmm.
No, Obama, you guys are just going to a crazy complicated system. And back in the 90s up here in Canada, the politicians and idiot lawyers that were running our healthcare system, they decided that we had too many doctors and nurses, so they cut the medical school admission rate and the nursing school admission rate by 50%, and now we don't have enough doctors and nurses.
That's right. Then you have to wait for those beds, Al. I know all about it.
So
you are preaching.
Get the lawyers out of it.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. Excellent. You're right. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Thanks, Al. Just another warning from Al about what the system would become. Let's hope not. And he makes the point that we make all the time about health insurance in this country. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
To Valentine's Day. Talking about Tom Tancredo getting blasted for some comments he made about civics literacy when it comes to voters. There should be a test, and a lot of people labeling him racist, anti-immigration, and that's what that's all about, and he's just trying to kick all the people that are here illegally and taking it to the Hispanic voters. But I don't think that's true, and I think he clarified that. It's always going to go back to whatever his immigration stance was when he was a congressman, no matter what he says. And he's had a lot of people back him up on the idea of the literacy. So for as many people who are taking slugs at him, he's getting the people backing him up too as well. I'm saying not all of them from the GOP side, some of them Democrats, and I told you about the one woman in California who agrees wholeheartedly. You may have some thoughts on that. Flip them to me, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're talking about a couple of other things, too, worth bringing this up again. Joe Biden opening up his mouth and kind of getting caught saying that we weren't going to have any big attacks like the one that we had on 9/11. He's predicting that that's not going to happen. So now we're in this business of predicting attacks. First, we have the update from the intelligence folks, you know, possibility of some kind of an attack happening in 3 to 6 months. And then Joe Biden saying, well, I don't expect anything along the likes of what we saw on 9/11 to happen again. So it's like, what? And then he really got the Republicans upset when he said, despite being against the surge initially, he says the success in Iraq could be one of Obama's greatest achievements. So he just can't help himself. He just can't help it. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, I heard Christmas came late there.
It's right, 10 inches and counting. It's still snowing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy, yeah.
How about that? So, and, you know, I'll bet you last week when that first big storm hit, you know, Philly and Baltimore and all that area, you're probably going, better them than me, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, I was making fun of my whole family. Are you kidding? Yes.
Yeah, see what you get? There you go. So.
That's right. It's karma. Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, they said the federal government shut down for a couple days?
Yes, and that's going to cost us some money. All the offices, everything's shut down.
Well, I thought if they shut down, they're not spending our money then, right? So. That's all they do is spend money, right? I mean, they don't bring any in. So.
Touche, I get your point, yes.
So I was, when I heard that, I was like, how are they costing? They're not there spending it. They got to be saving somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
No federal government to spend money. Anyway, I've come to a realization, you were talking a little bit about immigration there, that most of these people that are coming here to the United States don't have any intention of becoming U.S. citizens.
No.
I was watching the other day my favorite little buffet Chinese place I tell you I go to, and there were a couple of kids there I was talking to. Their parents, their moms were there, and they were, from, I think they were from Mexico. And the two kids, they spoke English just fine. They go to school here, and they're probably, anchor babies, they speak English just fine, so it just made me realize, the parents don't even need to try to learn to speak English because they got their kids to translate for them if they were into a situation where they need to.
And that's what happens.
I was talking about our healthcare program here and how everybody should be acceptable. I was talking with, I got a friend of mine, and he sets up health insurance programs for people, he gave me an analogy the other day. I wanted to share it with you. You got some guy, let's say he's graduating, two guys are graduating from college, okay? And one of them's like, okay, they're getting married, and they're like, I need health care. And so they get a policy from a company, and they're paying into that policy, and they're healthy. They take care of themselves, and they never really have to, they go in for checkups here and there, but they, knock on wood, they don't ever need any big surgeries or anything. And 20, 30 years has gone by, and they're still doing pretty good. They're getting up in their senior years, and then all of a sudden a couple things start to happen, and so the insurance company's like, okay. Whereas the other guy, he comes out of college, says, I'm healthy as a rock, I don't need no insurance. And he goes along, he's not paying nothing to the insurance company. He's going along, and then all of a sudden, he decides to not stay healthy, and things start to happen, and, he becomes, obese maybe, or gets, contracts diabetes and has high health or high blood pressure, you know, and basically he's in not very good physical condition. And all of a sudden that 20 years later, you know, to where he's the point to where his good health is worn out completely and he's in bad health care. He goes to the insurance company and says, oh, I need insurance now. And the insurance company's like, oh, so for 20 years, most of our people have been paying in and, you know, they didn't need the health care, you know, the coverage was there, but they didn't really need to use it. And now all of a sudden you decide that you just all of a sudden want us to start paying for your health bills. You see kind of where the insurance companies are coming from?
Yes.
This comes from a guy who's selling it, sells insurance.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like people who decide to drive without insurance for their cars. You know, there's people out there like you and I probably that have been paying for car insurance ever since the day we've been driving.
Of course,
you know?
Yes.
And maybe we never get into any accidents. You know, I've had one accident in 27 years of driving, but next thing somebody else going along and they just say, oh, I'm the greatest driver in the world. I don't need insurance. And all of a sudden when they get in an accident, then they're just like, I need insurance now or something like that. And the company's going, in other words, Kagers, there's a lot to it. There's, you know, and it comes back to, you know, especially when it comes to the health care issues, Kate.
Yes.
And I was talking the other day about the electricity, you know, people just turning off lights when they're not using them. Not because it's expensive, because it's not. I mean, you can leave a light running, you're paying an extra 10 cents a day or something like that, or 50 cents a day or something like that. No big deal, right?
Right.
But it's just a matter of fact of just turning off just to conserve. It's the same thing with the health care. I saw a factoid the other day, Kate, 67%, two-thirds of all the problems in health in America right now are because people don't take care of themselves.
That's right.
It's got nothing to do with some wild disease just all of a sudden or wild thing just all of a sudden shows up. That's very rare. It's because people just are not taking care of themselves. It comes back to the people, Kate. People point their finger at Washington. Yeah, I love to make fun of them because they spend our money and they don't seem to care, you know, and they all get bought off or whatever, you know, going into politics. But really when it comes back to it, Kate, it really is all the individual just, you know, doing your part, you know. Are you the type of person that wants to buzz down the freeway at 80 miles an hour? Oh, that's okay because I'm only paying $2.50 a gallon of gas and I don't need to conserve. Or are you the type of person like this company requires them to go 65 miles an hour, so I watch all these people fly past me, you know, and I'm thinking, well, at least my company, well, we're conserving fuel. And it's not because it's got nothing to do with the price, Kate. It's just a matter of that's less gallons that are being used for the same purpose.
That's right.
It really does just come down to the end of each individual and how much they're really willing to I don't know if we'll call it sacrifice their lifestyle or change their lifestyle, but to just become, you know, to a point, are you taking care of yourself? Are you healthy? You know, are you eating right? Your diet? Are you exercising? Are you conserving gas when you're driving? Are you turning off the lights? There's just so many things that can be done, Kate, to bring those costs of, you know, that everybody's screaming about, you know, and the, you know, anywhere from the, you know, greenhouse effect to healthcare or whatever. And it's not the government that's doing it. It's the people themselves. So
I agree. I mean, you made it, your point was excellent on healthcare, and it's funny. I mean, I'm like you. I'm that person that I pay in. I've paid in from the very beginning. But you're right. What about the people who don't? Then how do you finagle that? And it's much more complicated than meets the eye, which is part of the problem with the healthcare situation. But it is about personal responsibility. If there was more personal responsibility, if everybody just did a little bit, then you would see that there wouldn't be as dire in some cases in some sectors. If we would just do that. Yeah, then you made a great point, Don. All right, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Coming up next, we'll take a few more 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, new jobless claims fell more than expected. I guess that's good news. And, Obama's going to meet with the Dalai Lama. Fair or foul, and I'll explain why.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Come on, baby. Come on, girl.
All right, good tunes. For this version of America Tonight, Donovan Mattson outdoing himself. All a little bit of a love theme, if you notice, when we return from these so-called breaks, right? Hope wherever you are reveling in whatever you're doing. I was thinking about that today. I am reveling in what I'm doing. Earlier in the day, it was freezing, man. Walking that dog and those 10 inches of snow at the time, it was like 6 inches. Woo! Talking about a hodgepodge of things, healthcare, of course, among the list, the bipartisan, ridiculous idea of bipartisan support on healthcare, because I don't see that happening. February 25th, man, just burn that date in there. I'm going to have tons of slices of stuff from what happens. I don't think that there much is going to come out of that meeting, especially if they focus on healthcare when they do the C-SPAN transparency thing. Stu in Kentucky, hello. You have the floor, my friend.
Hey, Kate. He's playing him love songs because he knew I was calling in. And he knew that, you know, he's like every other woman in America, just love with me. Damn good looking, I'm telling you.
That's right. It's all about that.
The health thing, you know, I just heard you, Don, speaking about this. You know, I heard you say you've paid in since you started. You talked about it. I didn't, and I paid in now. But insurance companies, it's not like insurance companies are broke. It's not like insurance companies go broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what insurance costs a year for 10 tractor trailers traveling within a 1,000-mile radius of Bundy, Kentucky? About $85,000 a year. So, you know, which now, of course, it's $1 million liability, $100,000 cargo. If you have an accident, it covers up to $100,000 what you got in the trailer. It covers up to $1 million, whatever, you know, liability, somebody sues you. The problem is with the insurance companies is everybody sues everybody.
That's it, yes.
And the federal law says to have your DOT number or MC number, motor carrier number, you have to have a minimum of $750,000 liability. And the insurance company is to tell you the lawsuits don't start at the hundreds of thousands when a tractor trailer is involved. It starts in the millions.
Yeah.
Work their way down. So the point I'm making is insurance companies ain't going broke. They're making plenty of money. Whether I paid in my first 10 years of being an adult or not, they've made their money. They didn't make it off me. They're making it off you or somebody else.
Oh, that's true. And with the various kinds of insurance, like you just gave us an example there of truckers, whether it's life insurance, whatever it is, there's so many forms of it. And you're right, off the lawsuits, a lot of that money comes back. There's no doubt. I think his point was in trying to say, well, so-and-so has to have insurance.
I understand that, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand it completely. Don's absolutely right. Because you know, there's so many that just try to go without it. But I want to throw that in there. And I just got to brag on myself because I'm a romantic sometimes.
Today,
this weekend, my wife and I are slipping off to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Mm.
Got a condo down there all weekend. No children.
Mm.
Oh, man. And I'm going to drive her 15.5 mile a gallon Lincoln Navigator on my way down there, but it is, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be we don't know how much snow they got down here now. Here in Kentucky, man, we've got a ton this year.
Yes.
A ton of snow. We had 8.5 inches 2 weeks ago in Monson, Kentucky, and we just got another 4 inches 2 nights ago.
Wow, you're kidding.
And, yeah, we don't usually get that much snow. I mean, we're 40 miles from the Tennessee line.
Right.
And we're getting hammered with snow. And you guys got how much in Texas?
10 inches.
Ooh, Dallas is crippled.
It is crippled because there's no snowplows, not one. The whole I called the city. They don't have one snowplow.
Yeah, Dallas is crippled. I got a cousin who lives in Frederick County, Maryland. And I talked to him today. He said Frederick County is just, it's crippled. I mean, they're not, and they've got the plows. They're just doing absolutely nothing. They said they had drifts that had collapsed on the side of the road where it's drifted 10 feet high, and they just finally fell, and they fell on cars today. And he said they were on the radio and on TV talking about how they were out trying to rescue these people out of these cars.
Yeah, that's brutal. It is. It's unbelievable.
And
no kidding.
I'm telling you, my wife and I was talking the other day, and we told the kids, we said, look, if it don't start warming up, we're moving to Florida, man. I got a daughter that's a senior in high school, and there should be a senior next year, and I've done told the other ones, look, man, I don't know if I can handle any more of this. We're going to move everything south.
That's right. Get to the warmest weather.
It's warm. I'm getting old, and I don't want I'm pushing 40. I don't want to be in the cold anymore. I said, getting old. Some of the people going, well, what a smart aleck he is.
I understand. The scuba diving, the Jimmy Buffett tunes in the background, a little fishing, a little hanging out, and flip-flop weather, I'm all about it.
Oh, man, the cold beer and
yep.
Crown Royal and Dr.
Yep.
Pepper and sitting out there by the beach. And,
yep.
You know, and or, you know, you're kind of in the same predicament as I am. You know, Don's 4G's in Wyoming where people are used to snow and they know how to drive, but you're in Texas, I'm in southeast Kentucky, and Wyoming's in southeast Kentucky don't know how to drive in snow.
That's right, and then you're stuck, yeah.
You're like, my oldest daughter, when we got the first snow this year, I'm like, oh, God, I need to go pick her up. My wife's like, let her go. She's got to learn to do this on her own. She's got to learn to drive it. I'm like, no, I want to go get her. It's not her I worry about. You got her morons around her. So.
That's right. That they may, you know, it's that defensive driving that you have to practice, no doubt. Hey, have fun on your romantic weekend.
Thank you. You have a good weekend. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, you too. Absolutely. Whew, going away. Abandoning the kids, that stew. Such a responsible dad, and has, of course, the baby girl, not even a year old. That's when you need that break, too. You know, you love the new baby, and you love the kids, but it's when you need that little getaway. And maybe there's some of you that are doing the getaway thing, too. You know, you might be having that same opportunity as Don. Hopefully the weather where he's going to be is going to be okay, because I have some family that live in Florida. We're just talking about Florida there. And they're getting weird weather. It's in the 50s there. For Florida, and when you're a Floridian, that is like freezing. That's like the people in Minnesota where it's 15 below. Hey, 15 below. To the people in Florida, 50 is like freezing. I mean, it's like they might as well be in Minnesota because they're just not used to it. It's just too bloody cold. Hey, we got the Olympics coming up in Vancouver. Speaking of cold, yeah. Opening ceremonies Friday night. And we have some good contenders for gold medals. Tell you who I like the best. This pretty girl but excellent skier, Lindsey Vonn. She's been the winner of the last two World Cup downhills, and it's an unpredictable thing. Alpine skiing, but she's there on day six, and if she's won 11 of the past 20 World Cup downhills, I'm going to say, fingers crossed, she has a good chance to maybe win the gold in Vancouver. And then we have a couple of girls on the snowboards that are pretty good, too, and Shaun White, snowboarding-wise, the flying tomato, this could be his. I mean, it's a strong field from what someone was telling me today, but the flying tomato could end up with another gold medal. So I'm thinking maybe the Americans walk away with 5 or 6 gold, more medals than that, but at least 5 or 6 golds, and probably snowboarding for the women. Like I said, Gretchen Bleiler is another one who could win a gold. Hannah Teeter is another name you might have heard if you pay attention at all to any of the Olympics. So go Americans. See what we can do in Vancouver. Those Canadians, man, they are out for blood. They spent a lot of money on their team this time around. They want to win big time, and they want to surpass, in a friendly little deal, they want to surpass the Americans, no doubts. Going to leave you with this thought from Abe Lincoln. It seems like everybody and their brother is writing a book about Abe Lincoln. I think I heard somewhere today that Bill O'Reilly was going to do a Lincoln book. It was Lincoln who said, "Am I not destroying my enemies when I make friends of them?" Think about it.
I love you too.